Well, Israel Madad is our go-to gentleman who helps us to understand what is going on with the settler violence and the two-state solution, Mahmoud Abbas's role in Israel, and really how Israel is doing at this moment. I love to hear that testimony, their resolve to finish this fight, and how folks are doing there. I hope you appreciated that. Well, a conversation that we started a couple of weeks ago, and so much happens each week that we focus on, and Paul Scharf is back on the program today. Paul, welcome to the program again.
Thank you, Jimmy. Great to be back.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing in your ministry.
Well, Jimmy, I just returned from a quick trip down through Kansas and Texas, doing a church ministry in Kansas, speaking on Saturday night and Sunday of last week, and then attending a training in Austin, Texas area on Monday and Tuesday of this week. I'm in Green Bay this weekend, and Lord willing, in just a couple of weeks, I'll be back in Texas for a little more of an extended time in several ministries there, and one of my visits that I've been making on a regular basis in the month of March down there to the Houston area, and also spending some time in the Dallas area this year.
Yeah, and that conference is called the Schaefer Conference, right?
Yeah, the Schaefer Theological Seminary Pastors Conference is coming up on March 4 through 6, and that'll be at West Houston Bible Church. Always a fantastic conference with great teaching.
Paul, are you encouraged by the church wanting to know more about the end times?
Yes, I think there are a lot of people who have that hunger and that desire. And I think we're seeing that, Jimmy. I certainly noticed an uptick in that area in 2020 with all the craziness in the world at that time. And I think we're seeing it again since October 7th. And in a real profound way, people want to know what's going on. And the title of my article that we've been discussing, What's Ahead for Israel? And we know that what's ahead for Israel also tells us what's going to be ahead for the whole world. Mm. But perhaps you've seen, like I have, Jimmy, also there seems to be, even within the church, a rise also in the opposition to our message regarding biblical prophecy. It seems like those of other views have also stepped forward and oftentimes oppose some of the things that we're talking about here with regard to a future for Israel and the pre-tribulational rapture and dispensational theology and things like that.
Yes, and that's interesting. And I know that we have some topics we want to cover today, but let's just talk about that a little bit. I mean, you know, within the body of Christ, you have different views on eschatology. And of course, eschatology is the study of the end times. Why do you think that is?
Well, Jimmy, there are several major views of eschatology or the end times Bible prophecy. And we know certainly in addition to dispensational premillennialism, in particular, there's amillennialism and postmillennialism. And these views go back a very long way in church history. And there's reasons why they have developed as they have as we look back at history. But really the issue is, what does the text say? And are we taking the text literally? And are we taking the text as the authors intended? And I think that if we do that, we're going to come out with dispensational premillennial theology, a pre-tribulational rapture, certainly a future for Israel.
Yes, and I think for those that are longtime listeners of us, that's why we focus on the Jewish people, because God has a plan for the Jewish people in the future. And I like what you said, you know, in your article, is that, you know, when the church is gone, because we believe that the rapture is the next thing to happen prophetically on God's
right.
timetable, when the church is gone, then what will happen on this earth will get back to God's disciplining of the Jewish people.
Yeah, the purpose of the tribulation, Jimmy, is nothing to do with the church, because as you just said, the church will be in heaven. But on earth, where the tribulation is ongoing, God will be working in and through and for his people Israel, and he will be moving to bring them to repentance to receive the king and his kingdom. And that's ultimately the the purpose of this seven-year tribulation that's coming.
Yes. So following the rapture, and I'm going to place your article again on our website because people love it. They love to have this information in front of them. And a lot of people, we want you to take it to teach. So following the rapture, Israel will be placed under the ministry of her sages of divinity. Explain that phrase.
Well, I was alliterating my points in this article, Jimmy, as people will see. Some of them are pretty clear and obvious, and some will have to be interpreted until you realize what I'm talking about. And when I speak of sages of divinity, of course, Jimmy, you know I'm talking about the two witnesses. And there's a great chapter about them in the book of Revelation. It's chapter 11. I'd encourage all of our listeners to go read Revelation chapter 11. It's just fascinating. And it's obvious to me that it describes two men that are very important and clear in the Old Testament, the Hebrew Scriptures, and those are, of course, Moses and Elijah, the very two men that Malachi names in Malachi 4:4-5 as the Hebrew Bible closes. And, of course, the very same two men that were seen with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration in Matthew chapter 17, whom the disciples recognized as Moses and Elijah. Jimmy, I believe they're coming back to fulfill their ministries here during the coming tribulation.
You know, when we think about this as they're preaching from the Temple Mount, as the temple is being built in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period, 144,000 male virgin Jews will become followers of Jesus Christ and will be witnesses to all of the earth as they carry forth the gospel of their Messiah, Jesus. So the tribulation will officially begin with, and I like this is another one of your alliterations, by a signing with death. Explain that one.
Well, Jimmy, the signing with death is the signing of a covenant that Isaiah describes as making a covenant with death. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 15, the prophet Isaiah covers this issue saying, because you have said we have made a covenant with death and with Sheol, with hell, we are in agreement. But he goes on to say in verse 18, your covenant with death will be annulled, and your agreement with Sheol will not stand. Of course, Jimmy, those who are very familiar with Bible prophecy will know that this is an early allusion, I believe, to Daniel's 70th week, the covenant that is made for that final seven-year period. Daniel 9:27, it's the Antichrist, the coming Roman prince, who confirms a covenant with the people of Israel for 7 years, for the final seven-year tribulation, the final of the 70 weeks of Daniel, which are seven periods of 7 years each, so the last 7 years of 490 prophetic years. The 70th week of Daniel will be governed by this covenant that the Antichrist makes with Israel. I believe that's how it will be evident exactly who the Antichrist is. His identity will be revealed as he makes that covenant with the chosen nation.
Yes, and I like what you said in your article. In so many ways, this war, what we are experiencing and we're seeing right before our eyes today, from October 7th on, is certainly setting the stage for Israel to be in a state of such desperation that she will eagerly seek out any such covenant as long as it provides a realistic promise of lasting peace. And we've covered that today as we've talked about Prime Minister Netanyahu, his thoughts on, you know, establishing a two-state solution with the Palestinians, what that means now. So I do think we are seeing the stage is being set for Bible prophecy to unfold before us. And as you and I talk about, we believe, we teach, none of this unfolds until the rapture of the church takes place.
Well, that's right, Jimmy. The rapture takes the church from earth to heaven, and God's focus, the nucleus of his work in the world, will again be Israel, and moving in closer, Jerusalem, and then moving even in closer than that, the temple, as you said, where the two witnesses will appear and will minister from there. And, you know, we've been thinking about those two witnesses, and I mentioned Malachi's reference to them in Malachi chapter 4, and he tells us that it's even before the day of the Lord. In Malachi 4, verse 5, he tells us that he will send, God will send Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. So I believe it will perhaps be very shortly after the rapture that the two witnesses will appear to shepherd the people of Israel prophetically. Even God is so gracious to even in their unbelief, he sends them, these men, to begin their ministries that, as you said, will have such an incredible and profound impact through the first half of the tribulation.
Yeah. Wow, Paul. We've got some more to cover, and unfortunately we're out of time today, but I do want to have you come back to talk about satanic desolation and supernatural deliverance. Those phrases, again, following your alliteration and how you teach, and we're going to put your article back on our website again and follow along for people next time. Paul, thank you so much. We hope that we encourage you to keep on your path of teaching the body of Christ about the times in which we're living, to be pure and productive in the lives that they're living. Paul, thank you so much. Lord bless you. Oh, by the way, Paul, tell us how we can find some more of your information.
Well, thanks, Jimmy. It's always so wonderful to be here with you. People can always connect with me at sermonaudio.com/PSCHARF, that's P sharp. And I'd love to hear from them, and would just be honored for them to utilize any of our resources there. Of course, they can also go to FOI.org.
Thank you, Paul. We got to take a break, and when we come back, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung in the Legacy Series is talking about that tyrant and the treaty from Daniel chapter 9. How appropriate for today's program. We'll be right back right after this break on Prophecy Today Weekend.